再次向诸位主耶稣所引导的大家问安。
Once again, greetings to all brothers and sisters.
这一节跟大家来思考看见耶稣。
This session we're going to study about seeing Jesus.
在台湾两三年前出了一部纪录片。
In Taiwan, 2-3 years ago, there was a documentary.
叫做看见台湾。
And it's called Seeing Taiwan.
一个默默无名的导演，因为这部片变得很出名。
There was the director was actually not known at all, and he became famous.
很多台湾呢，生长在台湾的人，经由这部纪录片才看见自己原来没有看见的地方。
And even many people from Taiwan, they realized that they had seen all these places they hadn't seen before.
比较可惜的是，这个导演后来要拍第二部啊，结果出意外离世了。
Unfortunately, the director was going to have a second film made, but he actually had an accident and died.
那今天我们到教会来要看见什么呢？
Today, when we come to church, what do we want to see?
我想不只是神迹。
I don't think it's just miracles.
不只是恩典。
Not just grace.
不只是感动。
Not just movement.
我们来就是要看见耶稣。
We come because we want to see Jesus.
所以在圣经前四，新约圣经前四卷，这四福音书中。
And so in the Bible, the first four gospel books
记载了耶稣所有的言行举止。
It described the words and actions of Lord Jesus.
我们可以看见耶稣。
And we can see Jesus.
但是我们也从这里面发觉，这位耶稣他所看到的世界跟众人是什么样子的。
But from here, we could also see what the world and the people Lord Jesus saw were like.
而且我们发现不同的人看同一个耶稣，竟然可以看出完全不一样的东西。
And even different people who saw the same Jesus could see completely different things.
我们举两节来看。
We'll talk about two verses.
我们请翻开约翰福音第一章二十九节。
Let's look at John chapter 1 verse 29.
约翰福音一章二十九节。
John 1 verse 29.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。阿们。大家看到这一节，有没有看见耶稣？
When we see this verse, do we see Jesus?
是谁看见的？
Who saw him?
施洗约翰，对不对？
It was John the Baptist.
他一看见耶稣就说，啊，这是神的羔羊啊。
As soon as he saw Jesus, he said, Behold, this is the Lamb of God.
我们再来看约翰福音六章十九节。
Let's now look at John 6 verse 19.
约翰福音六章十九节。
John 6 verse 19.
门徒摇橹约行了十里多路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。阿们。这里有没有看见耶稣？
Here, did they see Jesus?
有，是谁看见的？
Yes, and who did?
门徒哦。
It was the disciples.
结果他们看见耶稣，误会了耶稣，有没有？
When they saw Lord Jesus, they actually mistaken him.
为什么他们那么害怕呢？
Why were they so afraid?
这些门徒把耶稣当成鬼怪啦。
These disciples thought that Lord Jesus was a ghost.
你看，这施洗约翰也是追求耶稣的。
John the Baptist was also pursuing Lord Jesus.
门徒也是追求耶稣的。
The disciples were also following Jesus.
我们还没有看其他那一些反对耶稣的哦。
We weren't even looking at the people who opposed Jesus.
同样是来看耶稣的，想要亲近耶稣的，就有两种完全相反的看法。
The same people who were following Lord Jesus had two different ideas when they saw Jesus.
耶稣是同一位啊。
Lord Jesus is the same one.
耶稣永远不改变啊。
He never changes.
有些人一看就看出真正的他了。
Some people, as soon as they looked, they could see him.
所以过去这十多年来，我有时候遇到外教会的一些朋友，他们的圣职人员。
So for the past decades, I have met certain holy workers from other churches.
曾经来我注目的教会查考的，有外教会的长老、执事、传道都有。
At the church where I am the local minister, there are other churches ministers who came as well.
谈到后来，他们都会说我们是一样信耶稣的。
At the end of our discussion, they will all say that we all believe in the same Jesus.
我都会问他说啊，请问你。你信的耶稣是哪一位耶稣啊？
So then I would ask them, then which Jesus are you believing?
他们都觉得很奇怪啊，你怎么这样讲呢？
They would think this is very weird. Why are you saying it like this?
我说两千年前啊，耶稣那个时候叫耶稣的，人家统计起来大概有九百多位耶。
And I would say that the Lord Jesus from 2,000 years ago, that one, there were about 900.
这个名字不是只有一个人叫，你晓得吗？
It actually wasn't just one person.
我要知道你信的是哪一位耶稣啊？
I wanted to know which of those 900 Jesuses.
如果你的耶稣也同意同性恋可以在会堂结婚的，
If you believe, if you have a name in Jesus, then you could also get married in church.
你的耶稣什么都能赦免，没有所谓的死罪的。
Or if your Jesus, he can forgive everything and there is no sin.
我的耶稣不一样啊。
My Jesus is different.
我的耶稣，我从圣经告诉我，他憎恶哪些事。
My Jesus is telling me which things he detested.
我的耶稣。他爱世上的人，但是他也告诉我有不能赦免的，有没有？还记得吗
？My Jesus says that there are people he loves in this world, but there are also things he cannot forgive.
我到后来总是有一个结论。
And at the end, there is always a conclusion.
啊，原来这样子，原来你信的耶稣跟我的耶稣是不一样的耶稣哎。
So then they would actually say that, oh, the Jesus you believe in is not the same one that we believe in.
我们今天来看，我们从圣经里面到底看出什么样的耶稣来？
And today we're
一点点时间呢、啊、
？We're going to use some time to look at in the Bible exactly who this Jesus is.
我们先来看五节经文啊。
We'll look at five verses.
我们来看马可福音三章五节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
马可福音三章五节。
Mark 3 verse 5.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。Amen. 你们看见耶稣在这里看见了什么
？So we could see what did Jesus see here?
看见耶稣，好像，哇，大意叫目睭阴乌乌啦，吼，就是，哇，很生气，有点生气的眼光，有没有
？He had anger in his eyes.
好，我们继续看马可福音十章十四节。
We'll look at Mark, 10 verse 14.
马可福音十章十四节。
Mark 10 verse 14.
耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。”阿门。哎，你们看见耶稣这里怎么样
？So if we see, what was Jesus like here?
对门徒不高兴，生气哦。
He was angry to the disciples.
好，我们再看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
我们看马可福音八章十二节。
Or the third verse, which is Mark 8.
八章十二节。
Mark 8 verse 12.
耶稣心里深深的叹息，说：“这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。”阿门。哎，我在跟大家看这十二节的时候，大家想一想。
When we're looking at verse 12 together, then let's think.
有没有人想过说，如果耶稣在我身边，那就好了。
Has anyone ever thought if Lord Jesus was right next to me, that would be good?
我相信基督徒都曾经有过这种想法。
I'm sure that as Christians, we have all had this thought before.
有时候我们在某方面会羡慕两千年前在耶稣身边这些跟着他的人。
Sometimes we may be very envious of those people 2,000 years ago who had Jesus around them.
可是其实啊，我们这些没有看见就信的人有福啦。
But actually, for those of us who did not see him but we believe, then we are blessed.
我们有时候从圣经里面看到跟体会到的，比跟在他身边的更多。你们要了解哦。
Sometimes you need to understand that from what we read in the Bible, we may be even more moved than those people who were around him.
这个是圣灵的恩惠。
And this is a grace from the Holy Spirit.
比如说这一节，你看。
If we look at this verse,
你把前面那个心耶稣心里的侧写跟描述拿掉。
If we take away all those descriptions about Lord Jesus' heart,
因为当时站在耶稣身边的人只看到耶稣的表情，听耶稣讲的话，不知道他心里面在想什么。你能够理解吗？
Can we understand that those people who were surrounding him at the time actually didn't even know what he was thinking about?
好的，十二节主耶稣讲的这一段话，你可以有很多想象空间啊。
In verse 12, if you just look at all of these words, you can imagine.
同样一句话可以用不同的表情、不同的语气讲，大家能够理解吗
？With one sentence, you can have different tones and different attitudes towards them.
有没有人如果没有前面那个描述，有人会把这些解释成主耶稣有点生气？有没有可能
？It didn't describe like this, then maybe it's possible that Lord Jesus is angry.
耶稣在忍耐这个世代，觉得这个世代太没救了。
Lord Jesus had enough patience for this generation.
其实不是，我们现在哈、哦、比站在他身边的人更有福，因为我们直接看进耶稣的心里面，有没有？
But actually, right now, we're even more blessed than those people at the time because we could see Lord Jesus' heart.
我们在听到耶稣讲话之前。就先告诉我们心里面耶稣真正的答案是什么？这个是站在他身边的人看不到的啊。
Because even before Lord Jesus had spoken, then we could see what his heart was like, and the people at the time couldn't.
所以主耶稣讲这句话不是无奈，也不是生气，他是叹息，深深的叹息，看见了哦。
And so when Lord Jesus was saying this, he wasn't angry or wasn't sad, but he actually sighed.
我们来看路加福音十章二十一节。
Let's look at Luke 11.
路加福音十章二十一节。
Luke 11 verse 21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”好，我们先看到这里。
And we'll just stop there.
看二十一节前半节，你看到耶稣怎么了？
So if we look at the first half of the verse, then what happened to Lord Jesus?
被圣灵感动，高兴。
So in chapter 10, then Lord Jesus is moved by the Holy Spirit.
那我请教在座诸位主耶稣所亲爱的，你心目中耶稣高兴是什么样子？
So I ask all of you, if you feel like there is joy in your heart, what is it like?
带着微笑。
It should be with smiles.
很温柔的表情。
A gentle look.
还是会哈哈大笑。
Or would you laugh?
我问过好多教会了，你认为耶稣也会哈哈大笑的，请点头。
So I've asked many churches as well. So if you actually think that Lord Jesus would be laughing,
我问了，你们认为耶稣会哈哈大笑？我问过好多教会，好多教会都摇头。
So I've asked many churches, and actually many churches would shake their head.
所以在你们的心目中，耶稣永远都只有那种微笑。
So in your hearts, does that mean that Lord Jesus just always has a gentle smile?
那我再问你们一句哦，因为我常常在想象我是跟在耶稣旁边的门徒，耶稣怎么跟我生活的。
So I would often imagine that I'm living with Lord Jesus by my side, and I am a disciple who follows him.
你们认为可以跟耶稣开玩笑吗？
Do you think you can make a joke with Lord Jesus? Many people would say no.
因为后面有经文说，戏笑妄语，因此都不能讲，对不对？
Because later on, there's actually a verse that says that you cannot just mock or make fools of yourselves.
我告诉你，那种戏笑是很邪恶的，是会刺别人的那种戏笑，不是玩笑话的意思啊。
Especially when it's jokes that could be hurtful.
你们想象，如果彼得跟在耶稣旁边，突然心情好了，耶稣，你看那一条鱼的脸，它长得好像我，下地狱，这样子吗？
So for example, if you imagine that Peter was walking with Jesus and all of a sudden pointed at a fish in the water and said, "Jesus, look, that fish looks like me," and then they would go to hell.
耶稣会不会哈哈大笑？
Would Jesus actually laugh at that?
我的耶稣会哈哈大笑。
My Jesus would actually laugh.
他不会笑得不敢笑出来，好像怕笑得犯罪一样啊。
Not like he's not afraid of laughing, and that if he laughed, then he would sin.
那我再问大家，我现在就在大家思考一个问题，等一下一个重要的结论。我们再看约翰福音十一章三十三节。
So I'd like to ask another question. So let's look at John.
约翰福音十一章三十三节。
John 11 verse 33.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。三十四节。
34。
便说：“你们把他安放在哪里？”他们回答说：“请主来看。”三十五节。
35。
耶稣哭了。阿们。你们看到耶稣怎么样
？So what happened to Jesus?
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
你心目中想象的耶稣哭是怎么哭的
？If you imagine Lord Jesus crying, then how did he cry?
就低头，默默地流下两滴眼泪，然后不会有声音。
Did he just lower his head and with two tears out of his eyes, but there is no sound?
那我再问你们，耶稣会不会哭得像一般人一样，哭得很惨？
But,
会不会
？Then I'll ask you, do you think that Lord Jesus would cry very bitterly like people would?
有一次我去一家教会讲这个，我发觉底下八成人都说不会。
One time I actually went to a church and the 80% of the people just shook their head.
那表示你们昨天没有参加那个高执事的祷告会，他引用希伯来书，对不对？
That means that you probably didn't attend the prayer session yesterday from Deacon Cao.
希伯来书写的耶稣是怎么哭的？大声哀哭，哭得很惨啊，哭得很大声啊，你能想象吗？
Because in Hebrews they already described that Lord Jesus had wept bitterly. Can you imagine?
我有时候看见有些基督徒信得很苦。
I've noticed that some Christians, when they believe, they are very bitter.
来到教会都是这副样子。
They always seem a certain way.
我就关心他说：“你是不高兴吗？遇到什么事吗？”传道没有。
So then I would ask them, "Oh, is something wrong? Or is something wrong in your life?"
你为什么这样
？And they would say no. But then I would say, "Why are you like this?"
因为他认为这样才是敬虔的。
Because they think that that meant they were
devout. 你让我好像回到中世纪的修道院去的感觉，你晓得吗
？It's like going to a monastery in the Middle Ages.
不是，我现在问大家，我们基督徒要不要灵修
？So for Christians, should we have spiritual cultivation?
我们教会很常办灵修会跟进修会嘛。
Because we often have spiritual cultivation seminars.
灵修会就是要让灵性更加长进，对不对
？This is for our spirituality to grow.
进修 修会就是在这侍奉的技巧跟知识上要去追求。
Or workshops where we can improve our skills.
那我再问大家，我们灵修的目标到底是什么？
But what is the purpose of our spiritual cultivation?
灵修总有一个最高目标吧？
There's of course a highest goal.
我发觉我不要讲这边了哈，会得罪很多人，但是你们录音会麻烦了。我在我们台湾呢。
So I'll just talk about Taiwan.
我发觉很多人的灵修目标哈，就是那一种。尽量已经到了没有情绪的境界。
I feel like in Taiwan, sometimes the purpose is that there is no more emotion left.
哭不能哭太惨。
You can't cry too
bitterly.
Because you have to rely on the Lord.
笑不能笑太大声，因为这样不敬虔。
You can't laugh too loudly because this is not devout.
好，我再讲下去哦。也是的，那种灵修目标。
So that kind of spiritual cultivation goal.
比较像。我们台湾那种佛教的得道高僧
，is actually closer to in Buddhist traditions when you have reached a certain level.
你们能够理解我在讲什么吗
？Can you understand what I'm saying？
你看那个星云法师、正言法师这些人啊
，If we look at the,
台湾四大山头啊，有没有
？The very famous Buddhist leaders in Taiwan.
你看他们就是那一种哈，也不会生气了，也没有情绪了。伤心也摸一下，高兴也不会哈哈笑的那一种啊。
Because they have no more emotions at all, they are not angry or sad or happy.
我们的灵修目标是那个吗
？Is this the purpose of our spiritual cultivation?
你们知道他们为什么可以做到这个地步？因为他们叫做出家人。
Do you know why they could reach that step? Because they have left this world.
你们听过出家人吗
？This is a
离开自己原来的家庭，断开所有人间的关系。
In Chinese, which means that they leave their homes and they cut off all of their relationships.
所以这些事情我可以能眼看待，脱离六道轮回啊。
And because of this, they want to make sure that they can go through reincarnation.
我们基督徒是要入世的，大家知道啊。
And we need to understand that as Christians, we do live in this world.
我们不能像某些基督教社群一样离群所居，那不太对耶。
We can't be like certain Christian sects where they leave this world and just live an abandoned life.
主耶稣说：“你们要做世上的光，世上的盐，还记得吗？”
Do you remember that Lord Jesus said you need to be the light and salt of the world?
灯点起来不是放在斗底下，乃是放在桌子上照亮全家的人。有没有说过？
The lamp is lit when it is to shine in for everyone in the room, not to be hidden in the darkness.
你躲到山上的修道院去，能照亮什么人呐？
If you hide in a monastery in the mountains, who can you shine the light to?
真正的灵修在。社会也在教会里面。
Because the true spiritual cultivation is in the society and the church.
这里是真正需要灵修的场地。
These are the places where we really need spiritual cultivation.
那我问大家，我们灵修的目标到底是谁？
And so, who is the purpose in spiritual cultivation?
我不知道你们啊，我灵修的最终极目标叫做耶稣。
I don't know about you, but for me, the main goal is Lord Jesus.
我。
And for me.
那我告诉你，耶稣会生气吗？
Would Jesus be angry?
耶稣会大声哭吗
？Would Jesus cry loudly？
耶稣会难过吗
？Would Jesus be sad？
耶稣会高兴吗
？Would Jesus be happy？
我现在先讲，我不是要大家情绪化，不要误解了。
I'm not saying this to have us become emotional。
我不是要基督徒情绪化，不要误解。
Please do not have the misunderstanding that I'm trying to have Christians become more emotional。
我这个结论就是说。你要认识耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人。
But what I would like everyone to know is that Jesus is God and He is man.
当你认识这就是我们的主的时候，你对所有的人才有更大的包容跟怜悯，这样知道吗
？And when you know that this is our Lord, then you will have more tolerance and mercy for people.
不会看到这个人哭得很大声，就说啊，他信心不好。
You would not look at someone who cried loudly and say this person doesn't have faith.
不会看到那个人，他大笑都说他不敬虔。
Or you wouldn't look at a person laughing loudly and say he is not a fervent believer.
也不会看到传道逛百货公司说哦这个烂传道。
Or if you look at a pastor walking around at the mall, you would say this is not a good pastor.
啊，对，我整天在传道房里面什么都不要去逛，这样最敬虔吗
？Does it mean that if I just stay in the pastor's room all day, then this means I am very fervent?
不是这样子，不是我们想象的这样子。
This is not what we imagine.
所以当你看到旁边的人也会有情绪，你就说啊，这是基督徒，他是人。
So when you look at people around you who also have emotions, you'll realize that they are Christians and they are human.
你看到他有时候情绪不稳定，你要怜悯他啊，他是人，你就不会觉得他信心又不好哦，又不注重道理哦，论断就出来了，有没有
？And if you notice that someone's emotions are unstable, you have to have mercy for them and not think that they are just becoming too emotional.
因为如果这样子，你不知道他是耶稣，今天耶稣站在你旁边，你会觉得这个耶稣灵性很不好。
Because if you don't realize this, then you'll think that the Jesus next to you is actually not a good Jesus.
我再讲一次，我不是鼓励大家情绪化，我是鼓励大家有同理心，要看透。 看透神赐给我们的东西啊。
So again, I am not trying to have everyone become more emotional, but to have an understanding and sympathy.
我还不敢翻那个经文，说耶稣去翻人家桌子嘞。
I don't even dare to flip to that verse when Lord Jesus was so angry that he turned over the table. 我今天
要是在哪里翻人家桌子，我马上被叫回去总会检讨。
Because if I flip the table anywhere,
才不管你什么理由嘞。
I'm sure that the GA have words with me.
不对的。
So this
我们来看一下罗马书十二章十五节。
Let's look at Romans 12 verse 15.
罗马书十二章十五节。
Romans 12 verse 15。
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。阿门。神他自己这么有同理心，是因为他自己是这样子。
God himself had this sympathy because he was like this.
他也期待我们大家成为一个有同理心的圣徒啊。
He also expected us to be saints who have this empathy.
最伤害基督徒的话是什么？都是基督徒讲出来的。
What are the most hurtful words? And these are spoken from Christians themselves.
尤其是在家里面。
Especially at home.
所以现在是你在看见自己儿子、自己丈夫哦，说一些情绪性的话，你不可以说。你不像基督徒。
So next time when you see your children or your spouse and they say something, you can't just.
你要带着很怜悯的心说，哦，你好像耶稣。
You can't just say that they are not good Christians, but you should actually have mercy and say, "Wow, you're like Jesus."
我理解你的内心，求神怜悯，这样知道吗
？I understand your heart and may God have mercy on
you. 因为耶稣也一直在生气，耶稣也瞪你，耶稣会讲这些话，你懂吗
？Because Jesus will also be angry or stare at you. Do you understand?
他说你是基督徒的，怎么可以这样子？你都难怪有时候会很痛苦啊。
If you say something like you're a Christian, why would you do this? Then actually, sometimes this would lead to pain.
不是凡事都要说造就人的好话吗
So isn't it that we should always say edifying words?
你们有看见这样的耶稣了吗？希望你有看见啊。
Have we seen Jesus like this? I hope everyone has seen.
我们来看马太福音八章二十三节。
Let's look at Matthew 8 verse 23.
马太福音八章二十三节。
Matthew 8:23.
二十三、二十四，二十三节，耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。二十四节，海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。阿们。好，二十三节说耶稣上了船，你们看见耶稣上了船
？So in verse 23 says, Lord Jesus went into a boat.
来，我现在带领大家。
So I'm guiding everyone.
思考一下，假如你是这个时候跟在耶稣身边的这些门徒，二十三节这些门徒。
So you can think if we were just like these disciples at the time.
你会有什么样的预期跟感受
？What kind of expectations or feelings would you have？
这个叫做对位思考了，换位思考了。
So this is to try to immerse ourselves into this point of view.
好了，你跟着耶稣做了一整天的服事跟圣工。
So if you have been serving and doing holy work for the whole day with Lord Jesus，
这时候太阳即将下山。
At this time, the sun was about to go down.
耶稣安排了一艘船来，请大家上船。
Lord Jesus has sent over a boat and asked everyone to go into the boat.
明天天一亮，我们就会在某一个岸那边上岸。
So we know that the next morning, we will go and land somewhere.
所以你期待今天晚上在这艘船里面，你有什么期待？
So,
现在要想一下。
This evening on this boat, what kind of expectations would you have?
给你想五秒钟。
If we think for 5 seconds,
你可以打瞌睡。
Or you can take a quick nap.
我作业。陪耶稣做了一整天圣工，现在上船，我期待的是啊，终于可以稍微休息一下了，有没有
？If I've been doing holy work for the whole from the whole day with Lord Jesus, then I would want to have a rest.
我可以吃吃东西，喝喝水。
I can eat some things or drink some water.
我可以跟大家做分享，聊聊天，今天的过程。
I can do some sharing with people and discuss what we have done.
而且有一件最好的事就是耶稣在我们身边妥当了。
And the best thing is that Jesus is right by us, so this is great.
你会不会有这种预期
？Would you have this kind of expectation?
都没有哦。
No.
那我看耶稣来了也没用。
So I feel like
妥当了啊，耶稣在身边呢。
There may not be a point for Lord Jesus to come, but Lord Jesus is right by us.
那我问大家。
So,
今天我们在座的各位，我们上了船没有
？For all of us, have we gotten into the boat?
我们上船了。
We've gotten into the boat.
真耶稣教会不是末世？的方舟吗？你上船了没有啊
？Isn't the true Jesus Church the Ark of the End Times? Have you gone into this boat?
你们上船了没有
？Have you gone into
this boat? 这艘船还是耶稣自己亲手造的。
This is even a boat that Lord Jesus has built himself.
是属灵的船。
This is a spiritual boat.
大家是属灵的一家人。
Everyone is a spiritual family.
神还在这个船里呀。
God is in this boat.
神的灵在这里呀，有没有
？God's spirit is here.
所以我们一信主的时候，我们也是有这种预期呀。
So when we first believe in the Lord, we have this expectation.
我上船了，我妥当了，我平安了，我要安息了嘛。
I have gone into this boat, everything is fine, and I will have rest.
结果嘞？
But what happened?
我告诉你，耶稣在告诉你这件事情，风浪会来的。
But Jesus is telling you that the waves will come.
风浪一来，看风跟浪大到，这船摇晃，水打进来，快要沉了，有没有
？The waves were so big that the winds were also heavy, and the boat was about to sink.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你信主之后会不会遇到类似这种状况
？And so, dear brothers and sisters, after you believe in the Lord, you will face similar situations.
会啊，所以有人就说。啊，你不是说这是末世的方舟，怎么还遇到这些事？那是因为你不懂圣经啊。
So then some people would say, if you are the ark of the end times, why would this still happen to you? It's because you don't understand the Bible.
谁跟你说这是耶稣叫你上的船？耶稣都在船里面，就不会遇到风浪的。圣经没有这样写啊。
The Bible didn't say that just because Jesus is on the boat that nothing would happen to the boat.
我们是这样预期，可是遇到了嘛。
This was our expectation, but then now this has happened.
那请大家再想象一个画面，现在要想象一个画面。
So now we're going to imagine an image.
你要画一幅画，把这一段经文画成一幅画。
If you're going to paint this verse into a painting,
啊，耶稣躺在那里还在睡。
And Lord Jesus was lying there and sleeping.
然后船上假如有七个门徒，假设七个啦，哈。
If we imagine that there were maybe seven disciples,
你们去画这七个人在做什么
？Then what would these seven people be doing?
风浪很大的时候啊。
When there are great waves.
我自己想象的说跟你们听了，好不好
？So I'll tell you what I imagine.
有一两个在拉风帆，拼命的想要不让船。想让它顺一点，你会不会
？One and two of them are trying to hold on to the boat and to make sure.
然后另外一两个拼命在那边舀水出去，怕船沉了，会不会
？And one or two disciples kept on trying to scoop the water out.
然后有一两个趴在船边吐的要死，胆汁都吐出来了。
One or two disciples are throwing up because they didn't know what to do.
还有一个跪在那里拼命在呼求天父啊，觉得耶稣没有用，还是天父比较有用啊
？There's one disciple maybe just kneeling there praying to God in heaven.
然后还有一两个拼命在那边摇耶稣。
And then one or two disciples that were trying to wake Lord Jesus.
想象出来了没有
？Can you imagine this？
耶稣有没有醒
？And did Lord Jesus wake up？
醒了。
He did。
他有没有赞美这船里面那些摇他的人
？And did he praise these people who woke him？
说你们遇到这种况，一直拼命摇我，你太有信心了。
And to say that you have woken me, you have so much faith。
你们再读下去二十六节，他讲什么
？Verse 26 what he say？
我告诉你啊，我本来要讲四点，我看讲三点，时间都差不多了哈。
So because of time, I'll make three points.
因为我要引导大家去体会。
Because I would like everyone to experience this.
耶稣为什么在大风大浪的时候，他还能够继续睡？有没有想过这个问题
？Have you ever thought about why is it that in these great waves, then Lord Jesus was still able to sleep?
你们都知道答案，因为他心中有大平安。
You know the answer because he had great peace in his heart.
那我再问你，耶稣心中的大平安是怎么来的
？But then where did this great peace come from in his heart?
因为他知道自己会遭遇的事。
Because he knew things that would happen to him.
我再换一句话讲。
So in other words,
耶稣早就知道他不可能会死在这里，他是会死在十字架上的。你懂我的意思吗
？Lord Jesus already knew that he was not going to die here, but he would die on the cross.
他既然知道自己不可能死在这里，他干嘛醒过来啊
？Since he knew that,
怎么样，我就绝对不会死在这里嘛。
Since he knew he wouldn't die here, then why would he need to wake up?
所以，记得吗？这几天我们就强调说。主说：“我赐给你们的平安，不是世人所赐的平安。”
So we have mentioned these couple of days that Lord Jesus has said, "My peace I give to you, and it is not like the peace in the world."
小弟前两天也跟大家分享，平安不是只有这两个字，平安有个基础的。
And I've also shared that peace, there is a foundation with this word.
那个基础要叫信心。
And the foundation of this is faith.
信心下面还有一个更重要的基础。
And even from faith, there is a more important foundation.
叫做神的话语。
Which is the words of God.
如果没拿掉神的话语，你的信心叫做幻想的，叫做自信心，没有用的啦。
Because if you take away the word of God, then this faith is just believing in yourself.
最基础是出于神的话语，神的道。
So the most basic foundation is from the word of God.
那我问大家，神有没有告诉我们，我们最后会遭遇的事了
？So I ask everyone, has God told anyone about what will happen to us?
有。
He actually has.
我告诉你们哈。有一个主题叫做新约的先知。
So there's actually a theme called the prophet of the New Testament.
这个我可以讲两三个小时，我直接告诉你们结论。
I'll just tell you the conclusion.
今天的真正的基督徒，真耶稣教会的信徒就是先知。
The true Christians in the True Jesus Church are called prophets. 哥林多前书还说你们要羡慕做先知讲道，有没有？ And 1 Corinthians says you should have envy for those who are prophets.
讲道不一定是站在这里讲啊。
When you're speaking in prophecies, it's not just on the pulpit.
你到家里面到路上对别人讲耶稣的道理算不算讲道啊？
Because at home or on the streets when you're talking to
other people. 也就是你一旦讲的是神的话，忠实传达神的话的时候，那个时候你的身份就是先知，你比别人先知道了嘛。
You are speaking the word of God because you are like a prophet and you're already speaking what other people don't know yet.
而且不止这样子哦。
Not only this.
我问你们，你们知不知道末后会发生的事？
And do you know what will happen in the end times?
要有信心啊。你们知不知道末后一定会发生的事？
Do you know things that will happen in the end times?
主耶稣说，我不是把你们当仆人，我把你们当家人，所以我把我所知道全部告诉你了，不要翻了，好不好？
Lord Jesus has already said that you are not like servants, but I've treated you like family.
他告诉你将来这个旧天地会卷起来。
He has already told you that this old heaven and earth will be wiped away.
新天新地新耶路撒冷会来。
And the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem will come.
我们死后会有末日审判。
And when we die, there will be the final judgment.
主耶稣会从天再临，十大信条里面的一条哦。
Even one of our ten basic beliefs says that Lord Jesus will come again.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章说再临的时候会怎么样
？And First Thessalonians it says what will happen in the end times.
他会率领众天使，有没有？还有。复活的圣徒
He will lead the angels and the resurrected saints.
到时候我们还活着的人会被提到半空中与主相遇
Then those of us who are still alive will be taken up to heaven and meet Lord Jesus.
我们知不知道最末后的事了
Do we know what will happen at the very end?
我们知道这在神眼中最重要的事神已经告诉我们了
And we do, and the most important thing God has already told us.
可是我们却常受限于这几十年所看到的迷惑了
Yet many times we are limited by what we see during these few decades.
我们短暂这几十年的人生看到的风跟浪让我们迷惑了
In our short life and these decades, when we see the winds and the waves, then we have been tempted.
这些在神眼中都是小事啊。
These things in the eyes of God are all small things.
所以有人说，你们不说，哎，赖传道，你不是说你是先知吗？我问你，明年我还是死还是活
？So some people will say, oh, so preacher life, you say that you're a prophet, then can I know if I will live or die next year?
有一个玩股票的，他跟我说，哎，你告诉我，明天那个道琼指数是会涨还是跌
？There is a person who likes to play with stocks, and he asked me, "Do you know what the Dow Jones index will be tomorrow?"
我会告诉他说：“谢谢你问我。
”So I would say, "Thank you for asking me."
但是我告诉你，这种小事我不屑知道。
But I don't really need to know these small things.
对呀、啊，这在神的眼中这是小事，所以他根本不想跟我们谈这种小事，你懂吗
？Because these are such small things in God's eyes that He wouldn't even want to discuss them with us.
我们知道，只要忍耐到底跟随他，我们就会跟他一起经历幕后的事。就是照他所说的。
We just need to know that according to what he has said, we will experience with him until the end time.
这就会成为我们心里的平安。
And this will become the peace in our heart.
你才能够看透现在的风跟浪。
Then we will see through these winds and waves of this time.
可是你看这艘船上的门徒看不透。
But if we look at these disciples from the boat,
他们把累得半死的耶稣再摇起来。耶稣只好平静风跟浪。
They couldn't even see, and so they had to awaken Lord Jesus, who was so tired, who had to calm the waves.
我们看见了耶稣，所以我们要效法一件事啊。
If we see Jesus, we need to imitate something.
我们是常常鼓励信徒说要效法耶稣吗？效法他的祷告，效法他的信心，效法他所做的吗
？We often tell Christians, our believers, that we must imitate Lord Jesus and all of his actions and behavior.
应该没有传道鼓励你们要效法耶稣睡觉吧
？I don't think there are pastors that tell you to imitate like Lord Jesus.
我现在勉励你们在人生的某些阶段要效法耶稣睡觉。
But now I'm actually telling you that in some moments of your life, you need to imitate Lord Jesus to sleep.
这个时候只有一种人会获得耶稣的赞赏，可惜没有人，就是。他说：“耶稣，你既然还在睡，我陪你睡吧。”就躺在他旁边一起睡了。
Because at this time, the only person that probably could have been rewarded would have been someone who said, "Lord Jesus, since you are sleeping, let me just sleep next to you too."
我们常常说，遇到紧急的状况，遇到很大的苦难，我们一直祷告，拼命摇耶稣啊。
Sometimes we will notice that whenever we have big tribulations or difficulties, we'll pray to God and very earnestly.
我不晓得你们，我的人生经历让我体会到，有时候在那种阶段啊。真的就是我的心，我说陪耶效法耶稣在说懒惰什么都不做，不是这个意思。
So what I'm saying for you is not to say that to imitate Lord Jesus sleeping is to just become lazy.
而是你的内心要像耶稣一样，那么平静，好像睡着一样。 不要那么紧张，一直在祷告，好像等着神迹，不是这样子的。
But that your heart needs to be as peaceful and calm as Lord Jesus when He was asleep, because then you don't have to be so worried about what would happen.
记得诗篇里面的经文吗？大卫写过一节，我们不翻了，时间关系，说好像断过奶的孩子。在母亲的怀中平静安稳，有没有这句经节？
There's a verse from Psalm that was written from David that said it's just like a child who has been weaned and is in her the mother's bosom.
你要是有一天真的遇到那种很紧急、很痛苦的状况，你还能够感谢神，我不去想了，我心中默然不语，因为一切都是出于你的。
If one day you see, you experience a very emergency situation and very dangerous, you don't know what to do anymore.
灵里的状态好像断过奶的孩子一样，跟耶稣一起睡吧，不要那么紧张。
But if spiritually you are just as calm and peaceful as a child with his mother.
有时候需要这样子的。
Sometimes we need to be like this.
有时候真的需要这样子的。
And sometimes it's so.
你们看见这样的耶稣了吗？
Have you seen Jesus like this?
我们来看第三段。
Let's look at the third part.
马太福音四章第一节跟第二节。
Matthew 4 verses 1 and 2.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼试探。第二节。
2.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。阿们。这一段接下来的经文，我们看到是耶稣被受试探的经文。
So in this passage, we know that this was Lord Jesus being tempted.
我们很多在分享这一段经文的时候，着重在耶稣怎么去面对试探，通过试探，对不对？
Many times when we share about these verses, we will talk about how Lord Jesus faced and overcame temptation.
但是小弟今天要跟他只着重在前面。耶稣是在什么样的状况之下开始了这个试探？
But today I just want to share about what situation Lord Jesus is under that he faced the temptation.
我跟大家说两种人哦。
So there are two types of people.
一种是这两种人都是基督徒。
And these two types of people are both Christians.
一种是又不来教会的。
One type is they don't come to church.
又不喜欢祷告的。
They don't like to pray.
有圣灵又不追求圣灵充满的。
They have the Holy Spirit but they don't pursue the fullness.
然后都觉得道理哈、哦，可以听，但是实践上没那么重要的。
They feel like they can listen to sermons or doctrines, but they're not that important.
你觉得这种人容不容易被魔鬼试探？
If you look at this type of people, would they be easily tempted?
我举第二种人。
And the second type of people.
这种人常常祷告的。
They often pray.
努力亲近神。
They worked hard to get close to God.
教会做很多服事。
They did a lot of work in church.
追求圣灵充满。
They pursue fullness of the Holy Spirit. They focus on the truth.
这种人容不容易受魔鬼试探？
Are these people easy to fall under temptation?
你们都被我问到蛮精的，对不对？
So you are probably pretty smart by now for my questions.
我们的初步印象应该是前面这种人才容易被魔鬼试探。
Our first understanding may be that we think the first type of people are easily tempted.
我告诉你，我的信仰经验跟圣经告诉你，前面这种人才会顺利的。
But actually, from my experience in faith, I've realized that these people go very smoothly.
你知道我对战争很有兴趣。我们华人有一句话叫“知己知彼，百战百胜”。
I'm very interested in wars, and in Chinese, there's a saying that if you know yourself and others, then you can win all victories.
所以我既然跟对方阵黑暗阵营在作战啊。
So since I am battling with this other party.
我这个参谋本部一定要去设想对方要在哪个地方登陆啊。
I need to imagine when the other people will land in different parts.
我要在跟他作战啊。
Because I'm fighting them.
所以我常常在想，如果是魔鬼宣道部部长的话，我要怎么做？
So I often think if I am the leader of the Satan evangelical team, what would I do?
我告诉你，同样的资源跟人力啊，我这么多鬼啊。
Because if there are so many other demons.
我不会叫他去做那一种没有投资报酬率的东西。
I won't just have them do things that are not as rewarding.
什么叫做？前面这种人根本不用去做工，他早晚会到下面来报道的啦。
Because the first type of people, you don't have to even work hard; they'll just go to hell on their own.
你懂我的意思吗？他来报道的几率太大啦。
So for them to report to hell, this will be too easy.
所以我不会去阻挡他。
So I don't need to stop.
他会很顺利、很平安，就像经文写的诗篇说，好像放在滑地里，你晓得吗？那么滑，那么顺啊。
He will go very smoothly, just like what is written in Psalms.
我告诉你，我一定请我大军去攻击。那一种很敬虔的，又做圣工、追求圣灵充满的。
I would make sure to send my big armies to those people who are very fervent.
这个有时候在我们信徒跟不信耶稣的人家，他看不懂啦。
And this is something people cannot understand whether or not they're Christians.
打下那个才是重大胜利呀。
If you attack those, then you would have great victories.
诺曼底要登陆啊。
It's like the landing of Normandy.
所以你看到耶稣就是这种状况下开始的，有没有看到？
So this was the situation for Lord Jesus.
每个圣徒都是这种状况下开始的。
And this happens to every saint.
你看他被圣灵引领，圣灵正充满的时候。
He was led by the Spirit and he was filled.
他为什么要到旷野四十昼夜？他要追求最亲近神的时候。
Why did he go into the wilderness? Because he wanted to get closer to God.
他能禁食四十昼夜是神迹，那是他付出最多的时候，有没有？
He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and that was a miracle.
魔鬼来了。
But then Satan came.
我告诉你，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，要看透这一点。
And our dear brothers and sisters, we have to see this.
所以主耶稣才勉励我们说要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Why Lord Jesus tells us we need to watch and pray lest we fall into temptation.
我们来看彼得前书五章十节的经文。
If we look at 1 Peter 5,
彼得前书五章十节。
1 Peter 5 verse 10.
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀得你们战胜苦难之后必要亲自成全你们坚固你们赐力量给你们阿们看到经节里面这个战胜苦难、
So here it says that you have suffered a while
你知道神彼得前书在讲神的时间观跟人的时间观不太一样的他看千年如一日一日如千年有没有一样是在这一卷里面
In 1 Peter, the way that they view time is very different than how people view them.
我想那个战胜苦难不是我们想的几个礼拜或几个月这么简单啊。
Suffering a while is not just a few weeks or a few months.
那有时候像基督教受压迫200年一来就是200年300年这样知道吗
Because sometimes for Christians, they are persecuted for 200 or 300 years.
我们人这几十年算什么比起永恒来讲。
And for people, just a few decades, what do they mean compared to an eternity?
所以圣灵启示你说我们受苦难原是命定的，还记得吗？也是经文啊。
And so the Spirit has also told us that we will surely face tribulations.
不要怕，只要信。
But we do not need to be afraid. We just need to believe.
不要被迷惑了。说为什么我祷告这么多，遇到这种事情？这本来就这样啊。
We should not be confused and think we have prayed so hard. Why would this happen? This would happen.
我们在做属灵的征战，但是我们一定胜利。
We will are fighting a spiritual battle, but we will surely have victory.
因为有无比的赏赐跟荣耀要赐给我们。
Because we have all of those rewards that will await us.
时间关系，我再讲最后一点就好了啦。
So because of time, I'll just mention one other point.
我们来看马太福音九章十八节。
Let's look at Matthew 9 verse 18.
马太福音九章十八节。
Matthew 9 verse 18.
耶稣说这话的时候，有一个管会堂的来拜他说：“我女儿刚才死了，求你去按手在她身上，她就必活了。”十九节。
19。
耶稣便起来跟着他去，门徒也跟着去。阿们。好，你们看到耶稣怎么样
？So what happened to Jesus here？
看见耶稣在这里怎么样
？What happened to him here？
我们问一句话了哈，常常领会者或者这些教导者告诉我们，
so
是。耶稣要跟着我们走，还是我们要跟着耶稣走
？So as many sermon speakers or RE teachers, perhaps you'd be asking, are we following Lord Jesus or is Lord Jesus following us?
啊，是我先做了什么事叫耶稣来认证跟弥补，还是我们要效法耶稣跟他的脚步走
？Should I do something so that Lord Jesus can then fix them, or should I make sure to follow Lord Jesus' footsteps?
我们要跟着耶稣走嘛，对不对
？We need to follow Lord Jesus.
因为他是大牧人。
Because he
我们是他的羊
is the great shepherd and we are his sheep.
那我问大家
，But then let me ask.
因为我过去这么多年遇到一部分的信徒跟我说 很诚实跟我说
，There are some believers who actually very honestly told me.
即使他很敬虔、常常祷告的，也曾经跟我说
，And even those who are fervent and often pray would tell me.
说传道，我最近都感受不到耶稣
，And say, Pastor, I cannot feel Jesus.
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
为什么他都不回应我
？Why doesn't he answer me?
那我告诉大家了。
And then I would tell everyone.
我当传道之后，也曾经有几好多次有这种感受。
After I became pastor, there were so many times when this happened to me.
我就算整天在会堂祷告，在传道祷告，我还是感受不到耶稣。有时候。
Even if I was praying the whole day, in the chapel or in the pastor's room, I couldn't experience it.
然后我信心变得很低落。
And then my faith felt very low.
可是我还是必须继续做工，跪在第一排祷告给你们看。
But I still had to do work, so I had to kneel down in the first pew for everyone.
有时候我真的不想跪在第一排祷告，我想躲在后面祷告，不行啊！传道跑到哪里去
？Sometimes I wanted to go to the back to pray, but I couldn't because as a pastor, I had to be in the front.
我告诉你，我是人性情跟你一样的，我不是已经完美了。
I am human, just like everyone, and I'm not perfect.
可是我告诉你，我后来才体会到为什么耶稣叫我当传道。
But then later on, I experienced why Lord Jesus would want me to become a preacher.
不管你们怎么看的，我知道耶稣叫我当传道是希望救我。
However you look at it, I think Lord Jesus want me to be a preacher because
因为我这个人心思太复杂了。
He wants to save me because my heart is too complicated.
我很不单纯。
I'm not simple minded.
我容易负面思考。
I often think negatively.
我告诉你们，我如果不当传道的话，我早就不来教会了。
Because if I wasn't a pastor, I wouldn't even come to church.
我早就不祷告了。
Then I wouldn't even pray.
你们知道吗？所以耶稣早就知道我。他说这个家伙啊，如果不用一个方法，他不会得救的。
So Jesus already knew that with this person, if it wasn't with this way, then he would not be saved.
我先说哈，这是我，我跟其他传道是很好的哦，只有我特别不好啊。
I think that the other pastors are pretty good, but I feel like I'm not good.
耶稣知道说，只有一个方法能救我，就是叫我当传道。
And I think that Lord Jesus, his only way of saving me is to make me become a
preacher. 因为叫我当传道，我就不得一直讲这些讲章，让我自己听到。
And since I am a pastor, then I have to keep on saying these sermons so that I can hear them.
我在最不想祷告的时候，必须一直跪在前面祷告给你们看。
Even if I really don't want to pray, I still have to pray for everyone to see.
然后当我感受不到神的时候，你们知道我很惊讶的发现什么？
And then when I cannot experience God, then you know what I have been surprised in.
我一直在教会祷告，都感受不到神。你们在台湾一天早上上午出去要访问三四个家庭。
Because in Taiwan with visitations, every day we have to visit 3 to 4 families.
我告诉你，我常常就在那边发现说，还有神在这里耶。
Many times it was there that I realized God is here.
神怎么不在会堂里，也不在传道房里，怎么在这里呀
？God is not in the chapel or in the pastor's room.
我讲一个见证啊，
share a testimony.
有一次教牧负责人告诉我说，传道住在附近有一个老姐妹，70岁了，这几天都没来聚会。
One time there's a council member that told me that, oh pastor, there is a local church sister and she's in her 70s and she hasn't come to service for a few days.
然后他说我们一起去访问他，因为他家住附近几百公尺而已。
And so let's go visit her, and she lived very close to the church.
啊，那我们不知道为什么啊，打电话也没人接。
We didn't know why, and we called and no one answered.
然后那一天跟两三个负责人和执事走到那边去访问呢。
So that day, we went with 2 or 3 council members and a deacon.
按了电铃，按了老半天，平常那个姐妹很早出来的，都没人出来。
We kept ringing the doorbell, and usually she would come out very quick, but she didn't come out at all.
突然，他先生80岁的先生。拐杖出来，他先生重听啊。
And then suddenly, her husband, who is in his 80s and not good of hearing, he came out.
怎么今天是换这位老弟兄开门呢？我们就问他说：“你太太在哪里
？”So how come today it was this elderly brother? So then we asked, "Where is your wife?"
他说：“躺在里面啊。
”And he says she's lying in bed.
为什么躺在里面？你们自己去看呢、啊、
？So why then you can go see?
我们进去，他躺在床上，哎，连动都不能动，哎，勉强要站。坐起来，我们要扶她。
We realized that she couldn't even move, and she could barely get up, and we had to help her.
然后就问她说：“老姐妹，你怎么了
？”So we asked her, "What is wrong with this elderly sister?"
这几天人很不舒服，快死啊
！And she said, "I felt very uncomfortable. I'm about to die."
然后不晓得怎么一直喘啊，全身浮肿啊。
I don't know why, but there's bloating all over my body.
然后咳嗽啊。
And I've been coughing.
然后今天早上我女儿才带我去医院。
This morning, my daughter took me to the hospital.
我说这么严重，怎么没有住院呢
？So I said, "This is so serious. Why are you not in the hospital?"
医生叫我回来。
The doctor told me to come back.
我告诉你，诊断出来叫 heart failure.
Oh, it's heart failure.
心衰竭，你留在这里也是处理。七十几岁，回去吧。
So the
没有什么支持疗法还是什么用呢
？The doctor actually said that there's just not much that I can do, so just go home.
讲完之后，他说：“那我们来祷告。
”So then we said, "Let's pray together."
那时候我心里面只在我信心不足，我只想一件事。
At the time, I did not have enough faith, and I just thought of one thing.
我说主耶稣，你怜悯我，他可怜，我也很可怜了、
啊。I thought, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on this elderly sister and me.
我不希望再办一次丧礼。
I don't want to take care of another funeral.
我只是这样祷告，你看多没信心。
This was how I prayed, and this was how little my faith was.
然后那个姐妹说，按手。
So then the sister said, "Preacher, please lay your hands on me."
我过去按手，我也没求她好哎、欸，
so、
没信心哎、欸。
Lay my hand. I didn't even pray for her to get better.
神啊，怜悯他，怜悯我。
So I said, "Lord, please have mercy on her and me."
好了，祷告完就回去了嘛。
So after we prayed, then we went back.
那个晚上他来了。
And then that evening she came.
他握着我的手。
She held on to my hand.
谢谢你。
She said, "Thank you, Pastor."
你按手，我全身都好了。
As soon as you lay your hands on me, I was all better.
心脏马上有力了。
My heart had strength again.
我一听到马上把他手甩开，吓死人，那不是我啊。
And as soon as I realized, I took her hand away because it wasn't me.
我岂可夺取神的荣耀？那不是我，我连祷告都没祈求他好，你懂吗
？I would not even dare to take from God's glory because I didn't pray for her to get better.
神迹就发生了，是神耶稣在施恩的啊。
It wasn't even me praying for her because it was God's mercy.
我告诉你，我常常出去访问。 遇到这种事情，怎么耶稣在这里呢？
So this often happened during visitation that I realized, why would Jesus be here?
你们再看一次耶稣，你们看见耶稣怎么样了？
So if we look again at what happened to Jesus,
本来要走在羊群之前的耶稣，这个时候他常常跟人走，有没有发现？
Lord Jesus was going to be among his sheep, and but now he was following the people.
他常常会跟着某些人走，你要看出来哦。
We can see that he was actually often following certain people.
我把这些人叫做耶稣的心上人呐、啊。
So I think these are people that Jesus put close to his heart.
那些可怜的
，those who are pitiful,
盼望他慈爱的
，they hope for his mercy, in pain,
孤儿寡妇
the
被人家欺负的
，those who are abused.
都是这些，你们耶稣一听到马上就过去了。
As soon as Lord Jesus heard, then he would follow them.
如果你很久没感受到耶稣啊，一直跪在会堂里面祷告两个小时，可以啊。
If we haven't experienced Jesus for a long time, we can pray in the chapel for 2 hours.
可是我告诉你，耶稣前十分钟听完说我知道了，已经先走了。
But after the first 10 minutes, Jesus would have heard you and then
他走去哪里？你们知道了吗
？Where would he go? Do you know?
所以后来我就告诉那些弟兄姐妹说，如果你愿意的话，我现在教你一个秘诀。
So then later I will tell these brothers and sisters, if you are willing, I will teach you a secret.
不要一直躲在这里，跪在这里，一直求自己的事。我告诉你去哪里拦截耶稣。
I would tell you that you don't need to stay here and to keep on praying to yourself. I would tell you what.
去那些需要耶稣的人那里，去陪他们，跟他们祷告，谈福音。我告诉你，你会常常不小心就遇到耶稣在那里。你要相信我啊。
I can tell you where you can catch Jesus, that if you go to him where there are people who are much more pitiful and they need Jesus more than you'll find him.
我这个传道每次在信心最软弱的时候，都是好几次在祷告当中被感动被激励才能当到现在啊。
Every time when my faith was actually the weakest and it was actually in prayer or in actual things where I can experience Jesus again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们有看见更完整的耶稣了吗
？So, dear brothers and sisters, have you seen a more perfect Jesus?
啊，时间关系就先分享到这里，我们一起来唱诗。
Because the time will stop here and listen him.
赞美诗380首。
380。
我们唱第一节跟第四节。
First and fourth verse.